This is an embarrassing development here, and particularly as more and more people were encouraged to staycation and people were experiencing the natural beauties that we have in Glenveagh National Park is indeed one of them, with nearly a quarter of a million visitors coming per year. But on 24 occasions this year, the car park was full. And what that meant, in essence, was that people who travelled, in some cases I'm aware of long distances, people who've done a two-hour journey with themselves, a partner, a car full of kids, landed at the Glenveagh National Park only to be told that there's no parking for them and had to go on their way back home. And that's not acceptable. And that happened on 24 different occasions. And you can imagine that, you know, that didn't happen in January or February. That would have happened at the height of the peak season. So it's a large number of times that it's happened, and it needs to be resolved urgently. Glenveagh National Park is a very, very large park. There's plenty of capacity there to expand the car parking facility, and that's the issue that I've raised with the Minister to make sure that area is prioritised.
Now, the Minister has told you that a plan to enhance the experience of Glenveagh is being drawn up at the moment, and that will include enhanced car parking facilities. Are you happy enough with that, or is more needed?
Well, look, it's good that there is a wider plan for Glenveagh National Park, and it goes way beyond, obviously, the car parking facilities. So they're going to build a new restaurant, shop and visitor centre and repurpose many of the old buildings there along with other works. But part of that is the expanding the car parking capacity. But what we now need to hear from the Minister is when is that going to happen? Because we can't have a situation where people are coming, whether they're coming from overseas and visiting our county and being told basically no parking, that you can't attend while the Glenveagh National Park remains open. It's no point being open if people can't get out of the car and experience what is an asset here in Donegal. So we do need to hear from the Minister in terms of the time frames for expanding that car park capacity, and crucially, we need to have some interim solution before the peak of next year's season.